Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
My text is taken from Acts chapter 26 and verse 8. It says, "Why does it seem incredible to any of you that God would raise the dead? There are still many who deny the deity and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if you're one of them this morning, then you're on the losing side of that argument. Because the Bible tells us that God is the creator of life and the universe and eternity, and there's nothing impossible for God to do. In Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17, it says, "O sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and the earth by your strong hand and powerful arm. Nothing is too hard for you. You are the great and powerful God, the Lord of heaven's armies. You have all wisdom and do great and mighty miracles." The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ was God's plan to bring salvation to humanity. Just as a little background, Adam and Eve's disobedience to God brought sin and placed humanity, all of us, under the devil's authority and brought eternal death to every single human being. Now, God's word is not a myth, folks. This really happened. In Genesis chapter 2 and 15, it says, "The Lord God spoke to the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'You may surely eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die.'" Well, the Bible tells us later on in Genesis 3 and 6 that he and his wife disobeyed God. The Bible says Eve took some of its fruit and ate it, and she gave it to her husband, and he also ate of it. And from that moment, they died spiritually, and they began to die physically. And if God had not intervened by giving them the sacrifice of a lamb, they would have died eternally. However, the problem had already come, and sin was what all humanity inherited in our DNA. Romans 5 and 12 talks about it this way. It says, "When Adam and Eve sinned, sin entered into the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone for everyone's sin." And we see the influence of sin today. We see the influence of immorality, unspeakable crimes in schools and through nations, genocide. You just go on and on throughout history. All of these things are because of sin that was unleashed into this world. Now, God's plan to save humanity was to send his only son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place because we could not die for ourselves. Then Jesus would descend into the place of the dead and defeat the devil and take away his authority over humanity and take the keys of death and hell. This was all God's plan. And then in 3 days, Jesus would raise again from the dead in victory. And we celebrate Easter today. That celebration is all about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible says that Jesus' death and resurrection was God's plan before the creation of the world. There is nothing that will ever happen in your life that will get ahead of God's knowledge. The Bible says he knows the past, the present, and the future all at the same time. So if you are just wondering if God knows your situation, he knows. He knows everything about you. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 1 and 18, "You know that God paid a ransom to save you, and that the ransom he paid was not by mere gold or silver." No. "It was with the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. And God chose him as your ransom long before the world began." Jesus Christ is humanity's only cure for sin and destruction and eternal death. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and 5. It says, "For there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone else." In Acts chapter 4 and 12, it says, "Jesus is the only one who can save people. His name is the only power in the world that has been given to save people, and we must be saved through him." And a wonderful thing happens as we accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. It unites us with God as Father. Jesus gives us a new spiritual identity, new life, and a new destiny. Listen to what the Bible says about that. In John 1 and 12, it says, "All who did accept Jesus and believed in him, he gave the right to become the children of God." It goes on to say, "And since we are God's children, then we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory and his power." Now, while on earth, Jesus told people that he would rise again. And I want to give you several references from that in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 16 and 21, Jesus began to tell his disciples plainly that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and that he would suffer many terrible things at the hands of the elders and the leading priest, that he would be killed, but on the third day, he would raise from the dead. Let me give you another reference, Matthew 17, 22. "When they came together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, 'The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, but on the third day, he will raise to life.'" One more, Matthew 20, verse 17. "While Jesus was going to Jerusalem, he took his 12 disciples aside privately, and he said to them, 'Look, we're going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be turned over to the leading priest and the teachers of the law, and they will say that he must die. They will give the Son of Man to the non-Jewish people to laugh at him, to beat him, to whip him, and then to crucify him. But on the third day, he will be raised to life again.'" And we just read the resurrection story as we started this particular message. Folks, although Jesus Christ was crucified, he rose from the dead just like he said. Now, many do not understand the significance of the resurrection, so let me just point it out to you once again. Without the resurrection, the Christian faith would not exist. There would be no salvation. There would be no healing. There would be no hope of heaven. If Jesus Christ had not risen from the dead, Christianity would be a lie. Listen to what it says in the Bible. It says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 14, "If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is empty. In fact, if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins." However, Jesus did rise from the dead, and he stated that all power was given to him in heaven and earth. Can we just pause and give the Lord a hand of praise for his resurrection? Amen. It's a celebration. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1 and 3, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Now, for those people who wonder about Jesus, it's amazing to me that people would even think, well, Jesus was a fictional figure. He did not even exist in history. No, listen. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historical fact. For all those who are looking for it, all of you agnostics and those who are atheists, if you will simply look in the histories, you will find out that it is a fact. In fact, let me just mention to you, there was a Jewish historian, his name was Josephus, and he wrote at the close of the first century, and this is what he stated about Jesus. He said, "Jesus, a wise man, if it may be lawful to call him a man, was a doer of wonderful works, and he drew to him many Jews and Greeks. And when Pilate condemned him to the cross, those who loved him did not forsake him, for he appeared alive on the third day. Even now, the race of Christians, so named for him, has not died out. Folks, that was a historian during that time, and he's telling us what actually happened. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of Christianity, and it proves his deity and that his mission was to save us. Now, although there's overwhelming proof, if you had a couple of hours, I could give you a whole lot more information, but I'm sure you want to go home and eat your chicken sometime today. Satan is still fighting this. Satan does not want anybody to believe the resurrection of Jesus Christ took place, because it was on his cross, his death, and then his resurrection that Satan was totally defeated. And so he wants everybody to think, no, it really didn't happen. In fact, if you listen to other religions and to cults, they'll all deny, oh, no, it never happened. Never happened. Never happened. What about the resurrection? It never happened. Yes, it did. Jesus had many eyewitnesses who actually saw him when he rose from the dead. The first was Mary Magdalene, who thought she was talking to a gardener at the tomb. And finally, Jesus said, Mary! And she said, oh, teacher! And she was so happy to see Jesus. There was Cleopas and Simon. These were the two of Jesus' followers who were walking on the road of Emmaus. And they found Jesus walking in the other direction. And he just joined them and began to talk about what was happening. And they were saying, oh, we're so sad that Jesus, a great man of God, was crucified. We believe he was the Messiah. We believe Jesus went home with them and then revealed himself to them and disappeared right in front of their eyes. They went and told other people what had just happened. Now, there were many others in the Bible too. The Apostle Paul wrote this in 1 Corinthians 15:3. It says, Christ died for our sins just as the scriptures said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scriptures said. And he was seen by Peter and then by the 12. And after that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time. Most of them still alive. At the time he wrote this, they were still alive. Then he was seen by James, and later by all the apostles. Last of all, I also saw him. Now, Acts chapter 1 and 3 says, during the 40 days after the crucifixion, that Jesus appeared to his apostles from time to time alive, and proved to them in many ways that it was really him. They weren't just seeing a spirit. It was really him. And on these occasions, he talked to them about the kingdom of God. And last of all, I want to mention the fact that the Apostle John saw Jesus in his glorified state in heaven. And I want you to listen to his description of Jesus in Revelation chapter 1 and 12. It says, when I turned to see who was speaking to me, I saw seven golden lampstands. And standing in the middle of the lampstands was someone like the Son of Man. And he was wearing a long robe with a gold sash across his chest. And his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were like flames of fire. His feet were like polished bronze refined in a furnace. And his voice was like the thunder of many waters. And he held seven stars in his right hand, and a sharp two-edged sword came out of his mouth, and his face was like the sun in all of its brilliance. And when I saw him, I fell down at his feet as though I were dead. But he laid his right hand upon me and said, don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever. And now I hold the keys of death and the grave. Now please hear me today, because Jesus Christ will soon return. In fact, during his ascension to heaven, the angels said he was coming back to his disciples. Listen to this. This is found in Acts chapter 1 and 9. Jesus was taken up into a cloud while they were watching. And when they could no longer see him, as they strained to see him rising into the heavens, two angels suddenly stood among them, and they said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here staring into heaven? This same Jesus that's been taken to you in heaven will someday return from heaven just the way you've seen him leave." Folks, Jesus Christ is coming back first for his church and again to judge all those who rejected him. What group will he find you in? In Revelation 1 and 7, it says, "Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and they will mourn because of him."
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives, and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is proof that one day our spirit and our body will be reunited. Now, I want to just talk about the rapture just for a moment again, because we need to find out once again, we need to just assure ourselves, who is this really going to affect? I'm going to say it again. The rapture of the church is all about Jesus Christ's return for those who have accepted him as personal Savior and Lord. And I want to give you a reference for this. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 16, this is a second reference. It talks about the event. Listen to what it says. "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these things." So Jesus Christ is coming back again soon. And according to biblical prophecy, folks, it can happen at any time. In fact, that is the next event scheduled according to the Bible. Look at the person next to you and say, "Are you ready to go back with Jesus in the rapture?" Okay, that's something that we all need to know. We all need to be prepared for. And I'm going to say it again because the Bible makes it really plain. Not everyone will be a part of the rapture. Only born-again Christians who have obeyed God's word. Because there are going to be many people who are left behind to go through the tribulation period. In Matthew chapter 24 and 40, it says, "Two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, because you do not know what hour the Lord is coming." And we really don't know the day or the time Christ is coming, but we do know the season based upon what the Word of God says, and we are living in that prophetic season. Now, those who are left behind will experience the horrors of the seven-year tribulation period. And I'm not going to get into that today, but it's going to be the worst time in human history. Listen to what it says in Matthew 24 and 21. Jesus said, "For there will be great tribulation, such has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be again." And the book of Revelation outlines the events of the tribulation. I want to bring this message to a close because I want to say beyond a shadow of a doubt, folks, listen, the resurrection of Jesus Christ distinguishes him above every other religious leader. These great men and women that people follow today, they're all dead. In fact, Muhammad is dead. He died 632 AD. Buddha died 400 BC. Joseph Smith, Mormon founder, died 1844. Mrs. Eddy, Christian Science, is dead. She died 1910. Charles Russell, Jehovah's Witness, died 1916. You can go to the place where they were buried. You'll find their graves there, and they will be under the ground. Now, I said these great men and women, I take it back. These individuals that God used, I'm sorry, the God of this world used, to bring confusion on so many lives, they're all dead. There are people still following them, but you can go to their grave sites and find them still there. But the good thing that I want to praise God for is that when you go to Jesus's tomb, it's empty. He is not there. It is because he rose on the third day. Let's give God a hand of praise. Let's praise the Lord. Let's celebrate. The resurrection is the conclusive evidence that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, that he's the Son of God. And I'm going to say this in our conclusion. If you've never accepted him as Savior yet, let this be your day of salvation. It's so simple to do this. In Romans chapter 10 and 9, it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by your confessing with your mouth that you become saved. Let's all stand at this time. I have really tried not to put a whole lot of emotion and really get in this as this message today as a real deliberate message. I could have done that, but I noticed we have young people here today. So I'm trying to keep it simple. I'm trying to keep it straight where everybody really understands what the resurrection really means and what it really means in your individual life.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is I Will Rise Again. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if he is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of scripture in Psalm 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. And he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings, and he put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer, and God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance. And I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners. And you put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for you to answer their prayer for a long time. And you said, don't give up. You said that you will answer it in the proper season. And I agree right now that you will give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust you. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank you, Lord, that everything we need, we find in you. And that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.